This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am encouraging you to leave those difficult people in God's hands. As you've likely been hearing in the news, the coronavirus cases have spiked again, exceeding the peak we experienced just a couple of months ago. This new spike is largely due to community spread. The Center for Disease Control has put forth guidelines such as wearing a mask and social distancing measures that have proven quite effective in reducing the spread of the virus. Yet despite a record number of cases and hospitalizations in several states, there are those who choose to ignore these guidelines. Some argue wearing a mask is an infringement of their constitutional rights. Now, if I were to unmask my true feelings about these people, my first thought is I'd like to physically shake some common sense and empathy into them. But when I stop fantasizing about all the ways I would release my frustration, there's only two things left to do. One, leave these difficult people in God's hands. And two, recall what Jesus teaches us about the wheat and the weeds. In the story, a farmer planted good seed in his field, but during the night, an enemy came and planted weeds among the wheat. While the first inclination of the servants was to pull up the weeds, they had to consider that in doing so, they could harm the wheat. Jesus' point was that in life, the wheat and the weeds are intended to grow together until God separates them. So who in your life represents the weeds today? As you think about that, remember these words. Do not fret because of those who are evil, for like the grass, they will soon wither. Psalm 37:1-2. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Bruce of Blessings YouTube channel. So today, put them in His hands.